Democratic presidential hopefuls are in Heartland America this weekend, making their case to rural voters in the small town of Storm Lake, Iowa. It's part of a broader push by Democrats to make inroads in traditionally Republican strongholds ahead of the 2020 election. NPR's Don Gagne was there.
This is Northwest Iowa, deep red Republican country. But yesterday, the stage was set for a group of Democrats for something billed as the Heartland Forum. There is an increasingly crowded field of Democrats in the race for president. Four of those officially running accepted the invite to attend. It was not a debate. The candidates took turns on stage, taking questions from a trio of journalists and from the audience. There was Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Amy Klobuchar, former cabinet secretary and San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro, and former Congressman John Delaney. Warren was first on stage. In an opening statement, she tackled small farm economics and the impact of big corporate farming and ag industry mergers.
You've got these giant corporations that are making bigger and bigger profits for themselves, for their executives, for their investors, and they're putting a squeeze on family farms, on small farms.
When Amy Klobuchar, who's from neighboring Minnesota, took the stage, she said antitrust laws need to be rewritten to protect small farms. She talked about President Trump's trade policies, tariffs he imposed against China, and the retaliatory tariffs by the Chinese on U.S. farm commodities.
We've had a situation of the weather being bad. We've had some of the lowest profits for agriculture, at least in my state, since the 1980s. And I know that Iowa is experiencing this too. And while I'm glad that the administration decided to get that $12 billion set aside to make up for these trade wars, that's not the same as actually selling things, right? That's
now to Julian Castro, he was asked about balancing environmental concerns with farming. He said it's about the choices the government makes in the tax code and on where to invest.
Family farms can thrive and that you can have clean air and clean water no matter where you live, including in rural America.
On immigration, Castro spoke of his grandmother coming to the U.S. from Mexico. The fourth candidate to speak was John Delaney of Maryland. He is still little known, though he's been actively campaigning for almost 2 years already. Delaney spoke of his proposal labeled the Heartland Fair Deal. In it, he too calls for much greater investment in rural areas.
Capital has left this region. That doesn't mean people don't invest here. They do. But the owners of that capital are often not located here anymore like they used to be.
Overall, the list of topics covered also included mental health, farmer suicides, climate change, rural school funding, student loan debt, and more. 64-year-old Chris Peterson is a lifelong family farmer from Clear Lake, and he's a Democrat. He says the party needs to talk more about all of these things.
Democratic Party, we got to talk about health care access. Rural hospitals are closing up. Everything is bad right now. And I tell you what, the Democrats need to stand up.
Like some others, Peterson wishes more candidates had come, but added that holding the event is a good sign that the party may pay more attention to rural America in the 2020 campaign. Don Gagne, NPR News, Storm Lake.